Rise up, sunshine. Hope you had a wonderful long weekend. I'm Coy Wire coming to you from beautiful Miami, where last night the Hurricanes faced off against the Indiana Hoosiers in the college football national championships. Big congrats to the Hoosiers for a hard-fought win, their first ever national title. Now, ahead of the game, I asked both star quarterbacks, Indiana's Fernando Mendoza and Miami's Carson Beck, their keys for success for anyone out there chasing their dreams. Here's what they had to say.
No matter what star recruit you are, if you're too big, too little, you're not high ranked enough, you could do it. You could do it. You got to put the work in. And as a kid, I always heard these messages and I'm like, okay, does that really mean that? You know, a little bit of self-doubt. But now having lived that experience and lived that journey, it really has come full circle to me, and I always want to share the same message to those youngsters.
Especially in these, you know, big moments where the pressure is super high, the expectations are super high. I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm collected. It's, you know, you've been in these moments before. That's what I tell myself. And, you know, just go out there, have fun, and enjoy it again. You know, regardless of what happens, it's a game of football. You're out here having fun, playing the game that you've loved since you were 5 years old.
Now, Miami's football roots run deep, but one local high school's incredible connection to last night's championship game was next level. From Heisman-winning Mendoza to Miami head coach Mario Cristobal, seven players and coaches on both teams share a common alma mater. Miami's Columbus High School, our Bryn Gindress, had the chance to visit the school ahead of kickoff for a look at the school's storied football program.
Go 25 miles south of Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, where college football's biggest showdown is set for Monday night, and you'll land here, Columbus High School, a school that's, well, got some skin in the game.
We have seven people with Columbus or Columbus alums that are all tied to this game.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
That's Columbus's football coach, Dave Dunn. We first met last year when we came to chat about Fernando Mendoza, Indiana's breakout quarterback, a Heisman winner who played for Dunn.
Last time I saw you, Fernando hadn't yet won the Heisman. IU hadn't yet won the Big Ten. They certainly weren't playing for a national championship.
Yes.
What a rise.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's been an unbelievable month.
A fairy tale season that will be capped off when Fernando and his brother Alberto, his backup quarterback at IU, return home to take on Miami. They'll face friends. Three high school teammates play for the Hurricanes. Miami's head coach Mario Cristobal and assistant coach Alex Mirabal round out all Columbus High alumni who will be on the field.
Yeah, and I coach with Coach Mirabal here. He was an offensive line coach here at Columbus, and Coach Cristobal's nephew is on our staff, and his two sons are on our team.
All five players played for me here.
What does that just feel as a coach?
It's like a proud father moment almost. How many times am I get a chance to see seven of our people compete for a national championship in our backyard?
Are you getting text messages from friends saying, hey, coach, you should brush your shoulders off? This is pretty cool that you got this many players playing in a national championship game.
A few of those, but probably more ticket requests. I've got more of those than I have accolades, but it goes with the territory.
Let's go way back, shall
yeah.
we? This is 1986 and 1987. Seven school year.
The connections to this school run even deeper. The Mendoza brothers' dad also played football at Columbus alongside Mario Cristobal.
Fernando was an offensive lineman, and there's Mario Cristobal leading the team onto the field.
It's always special when you get to play against, with or against guys that you know or knew growing up.
This is Haley's Comet.
Yeah.
This will never happen again. A Heisman Trophy winner from Columbus High School playing his hometown university, which he was a fan of, coached by two guys who played with his father in high school, and the game is in Miami. Figure that.
What makes this school so special?
It becomes part of your DNA. Mm-hmm. And I think it is passed on from generation to generation.
So do you cheer for the person that thanks you in their Heisman speech, or do you cheer for the side where you're friends with the coaches and you coach some of those players?
It's like trying to pick your favorite kid. Yeah, it's not an easy question to answer. So I'm there to root both teams on. And
do you have a shirt that's like split in half?
No, I don't yet. Someone asked me what color you're wearing, red or green. I go, I'm wearing blue.
10-second trivia. Southern Chile is part of which larger geographic region? Amazon Basin, Altiplano, Patagonia, or Gran Chaco? If you said Patagonia, you can move mountains. Chilean Patagonia is most famous for its enormous granite mountain peaks, Torres del Paine, and its glacial fords. A series of deadly wildfires is wreaking havoc across Chile's southern region right now. Firefighters are working around the clock to contain at least 24 active fires, which as of this taping have killed at least 18 people and forced more than 20,000 evacuations. Chilean President Gabriel Boric has declared a state of emergency in two of the country's regions after the fires consumed more than 21,000 acres in just days. Fire officials say strong winds and high temperatures are helping the fires spread and complicating their ability to control the fires. Both Chile and neighboring Argentina have experienced extreme heat waves to begin the year, with devastating wildfires breaking out in Argentinian Patagonia earlier this month. Now to an extreme feat of endurance in one of the world's most frigid regions. Take a look at these wild images out of Russia's Yakutia region, where distance runners from around the world took on the 7th annual Oymya Khan Pole of Cold Marathon. The Oymya Khan region is known as one of the coldest inhabited places on the planet, and runners battled bone-chilling temps as low as 41 below zero as they traversed the frozen terrain. But there were no cold feet to be found for these extreme athletes, and a pair of homegrown Yakutian runners took home top prizes in both the full and 50K ultramarathon distances. Next up, the story of figure skater Maxim Naumov, whose life changed forever in an instant and whose resilience is now carrying him all the way to the Olympic stage. We caught up with Max just as he earned a spot on Team USA.
Life, unfortunately, you know, made me grow up really fast.
On a fateful night in January of 2025, Maxim Naumov's life changed forever.
Breaking news tonight, an urgent search for answers after a mid-air collision killed 67 people in the nation's capital.
Maxim's parents, Evgenia Shishkova and Vadim Naumov, were aboard American Airlines Flight 5342. After their tragic deaths, he was left devastated, but he found returning to the ice to be therapeutic.
Lacing up those skates for the first time was one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. But as soon as I stepped onto the ice, I mean, again, just the overwhelming support, the hugs, you know, the tears, the path to healing was in doing the difficult things. So I knew I needed to pursue that if I wanted to get through, you know, one of the most difficult things in my entire life. And that's when I knew I had to. And it was for them as well. I know they would have said the exact same thing.
A year after losing his parents, 24-year-old Maxim's perseverance is leading him to the Winter Olympics in Italy. He won't be going alone, though. He held up pictures to honor his parents while waiting for his scores at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships.
I really wish anything in the world for them to be there. So I just told them that we did it. We did it. And we made it. I pray they're smiling down on me now. The value of resilience and our family, never giving up, pushing and gritting your teeth and fighting tooth and nail for every single thing that you possibly can. And I know that whatever it is that life throws at me, I'll be still standing.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a student athlete who just set an Arizona State record, scoring an eye-popping 100 points in a single basketball game.
As of right now, still trying to wrap my head around it.
Maryvale High School senior Adrian Stubbs isn't new to big games, but this night felt different from the opening tip. Once the score crossed the triple digits, the milestone was within reach.
You could feel it. It's like every time he touched the ball, you knew it was going in. It was a lot of jumpers. A lot of people did assume, oh, he was cherry picking, oh, no comp, whatever. It was a lot of tough buckets.
During the game, they just kept telling me to shoot, keep going, keep telling me that I'm hitting shots, you know, keep being supportive.
The opposing team's fans delivering him the final tally, sealing a moment his teammates say couldn't have happened to a better person. All right, that's all we have time for now, but we do have time for one shout-out. This one goes to Mr. Morris at Terra Linda Middle School in San Carlos, California. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Tomorrow's Your Word Wednesday, so submit your vocabulary word and definition in the comments section of my latest post on Instagram at CoyWire or at CNN10, and we're going to choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Bring it. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm CoyWire, and we are CNN10.